Let us prepare our hearts and minds for a time of prayer. Pause for some silence as we center ourselves for prayer. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Our opening prayer. O God, creator of all things and ruler of heaven, we give thanks for the day that is finished, and we pray at the start of the day. May faith not know darkness. May the night shine with faith. Amen. Our scripture reading is found in Psalms 116, verse 1 and 2, and then verses 8 through 16. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, I said, I am greatly afflicted. And in my dismay, I said, all men are liars. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains. Our gospel reading is found in John chapter 4, verse 11, 13, and 14. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Pause now for space for reflection. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto you. Mighty Lord of heaven and earth, whose Son is the head of the church, shape and renew your people until we bear the image of Christ and show his true likeness to the world. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Dear Father, we admit that we often forget that you are with us. We often forget what you're like. Would you please forgive us for that? We need to get to know you better. We need to get to know your word and your promises better. Help us to put you first in every area of our life. Help us to live one day at a time. Help us not to worry about tomorrow, but instead focus on what you're doing in our lives right now. We want to trust you, and we want to trust your promises to take care of every one of our needs, financial, relational, physical, social, spiritual, and emotional. Help us to trust you more and worry less. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto you. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the souls of the faithful, by the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. May divine help always be with us and with those who are absent from us. Amen.